relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
It's happened. The first victim of impeachment. I have it in front of me. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, former governor, has withdrawn from his primary effort against President Donald Trump with the following quote. I've got to try not to laugh. Call me a casualty of the impeachment process. Poor Mark Sanford. I don't really think that's why you failed. We are living in the real world. At least some of us are trying to live in the real world. I feel shortchanged. 5.5 hours of impeachment testimony. Is that it? Is that all you've got? We'll have somebody help us unpack all of that insanity. She's on the West Coast. We're reaching out right now across the ether to the host of The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, the greatest utility player at CRNTalk.com. Jennifer Horn is going to help us with understanding what is going on in America today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Banana!
You need to be a minion to understand California and impeachment. Jennifer Horn, are you sad about Mark Sanford?
Oh, I am crying. But you know what? I started to smile because I heard Deval Patrick's actually jumping into the race. So one leaves and another jumps in, right?
Unbelievable.
What are these people thinking? I mean, Bloomberg, okay, he's got some money. But Deval Patrick's going to jump in now? He's telling his friends he's going to get in? I don't know. And Mark Sanford, he spent 2 months in the race, and now he's getting out. Ugh, this is politics in 2019. It's like the crazy train.
No, it's not politics. It's living on planet Zarqua.
I think that's what it is.
It really is. Okay, we have so much to discuss, but I cannot skip the question, the issue, that you live in Shifty Shift's district.
I do.
Let's ignore. Did you watch impeachment today?
Oh, sure, yeah. We actually carried it live on The Morning Answer.
So we can talk about that in a moment. But for those who aren't acquainted with this delightful individual, would you tell us a little bit about who Adam Schiff, prior to whistleblowers, prior to Russian collusion, prior to the incontrovertible evidence, who is this man?
Well, he came to the great state of California via Massachusetts. He was actually born in Framingham and went to law school. I think he went to Harvard Law and decided that he'd come out to California. He started running for the Senate and was a young hotshot. I can remember when he got elected to the California State Senate and everyone had all of these big aspirations for Adam Schiff. They kind of marked him as that person who could really skyrocket through the ranks. I used to do a lot of lobbying for the cable television industry, which you may not know from probably 15, 20 years ago, and I used to have to call on Adam Schiff, and one thing impressed me.
You had to have work relations with Adam Schiff.
I did. You'd have to go up to the state capitol, and you'd be given a list of people to visit in the state legislature, and he was constantly on my list because I've always lived in and around his district, even when he was a state senator. And the one thing about him that I will say, he always showed up for the meetings. A lot of people would send his aides or their aides, but he actually would show up. That's kind of
Were there TV cameras in the room? Is that why?
There were not at that point. But see, this is what I think happened. Because he had a California legislature behind him saying, you're the next big thing, you're going places, I think he really started to drink that Kool-Aid. And mm-hmm. I think that he got elected to the House of Representatives in, I think it was probably around 2000, and has been there ever since. And it is no secret to anybody living in his district or anybody in the state of California, but that the next step for Adam Schiff is that he is desperate to become the next senator in California. And he's eyeing Dianne Feinstein. If I were her, it would make me nervous because Dianne Feinstein's 85 years old. And she just won another term last time around in 2018. So what will happen now is that Dianne Feinstein at some point, probably in the next year or so, maybe after 2020 settles down, she's going to retire. And that means Gavin Newsom, our governor, will be able to pick a replacement. And the candidates are Adam Schiff or the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti. It's already predetermined.
Wow.
And so Adam Schiff right now is totally motivated by the fact that he needs to be in front of every camera making his case so that he will be that chosen one to get pushed into Feinstein's seat when she decides to sit down for a while.
Well, let me ask you about that, because he was in front of a camera for 5.5 hours today. And you know him. You've dealt with him in the past. He's your representative. Well, I mean, he is the representative from your district.
He's supposed to be my representative,
okay,
right?
Let's put it like that. You can call me biased, but he looked really uncomfortable today. Did you see that?
He looked scared. In fact, my co-host, the lovable liberal, Brian Whitman, said he was doing a Rodney Dangerfield impression. And he was absolutely right. Those eyes bugged out of his head.
Right.
He looked
completely
uncomfortable.
He's the chairman. This is what he's been wanting for 3 years. And he did not look like he wanted to be in that chair. What could have been going on? What's your potential take, Jennifer?
My take is that he knows there's going to be a backlash. Anybody with half a brain cell knows that there is going to be a backlash. The Democrats have put all of their eggs now in the impeachment basket. They did it since day one of the Trump administration, and they were running out of time. And they knew that this is the only way that they are going to be able to beat Trump in 2020 is to start this narrative with the American people, whether or not they actually remove him from office. And so it's playground politics. Yeah. You know, they're selling a game of telephone. I mean, the witnesses today were absolutely, I mean, just unbelievable.
Let me play you one incredible
Please.
Moment from Jim Jordan with, quote unquote, the star witness. It's a shortcut. Jim Jordan today, the impeachment hearing, cut 10.
Even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for
and
it
President
to come
Zelensky
up.
Never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told, now again, this is, I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 20. This all happens, by the way. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time the gentleman's expired.
You don't know the president. You've never met him. You weren't on the call, but you're the star witness.
That's it.
That's going to resonate across America, isn't it?
It absolutely is. That's why I call it playground politics. It's the Taylor testimony was like a game of telephone on the playground. And Democrats are like kids. If you've ever played like rock, paper, scissors with kids, and, you know, if you win, they want to play another game and then another game and another game until eventually they win.
They
it's
win.
Like that's what Democrats are doing right now, is just constantly pushing forward until they try to get that win. And you asked why Adam Schiff looked so uncomfortable. He looked uncomfortable because he knows that this is a sham. And he knows that he's lying to the American people. You saw him do it when he signed off from that hearing. He is very aware of the cameras. He's very aware of his presence on television. That's the most important thing to him. And at the very end of that hearing, he had to reiterate one more time that he didn't know who the whistleblower was. Now, why do you think he is saying that over and over and over again? He said it because he got called out by Devin Nunes and others on that panel, who all did a great job, I thought, today, making the point for the president and for the Republican Party. And you know what? Just for good patriotic Americans who don't want to see this kind of sham investigation. He knows the whistleblower, and now he's on tape probably three or four different times saying he doesn't even know who the whistleblower is. He looked that way because he was uncomfortable, because he was lying.
You mean Eric Ciaramella?
That's the guy.
You mean the guy whose last name is Ciaramella and his first name is Eric?
And it was released by Adam Schiff in some documents, but he doesn't know him.
Otherwise known as Eric Ciaramella.
That's him.
We are talking to Jennifer Horn. Follow her now at Jennifer Horn on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with the wonderful Jennifer after these messages.
Congress will vote any day on a drug pricing bill that may directly impact you and your family. It's called House Resolution 3, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's radical scheme to impose foreign price controls on prescription drugs, just like in socialist countries. Speaker Pelosi's bill will stifle innovation, risking medical discoveries to treat Alzheimer's, cancer, and other deadly diseases. It puts bureaucrats between you and your doctor. It will destroy thousands of good-paying jobs in the U.S., and it does nothing to hold insurance companies accountable for high out-of-pocket costs. You can help stop Speaker Pelosi's radical drug pricing scheme. Go to SaveCures.com and tell Congress to vote no on H.R. 3. Patients need real solutions to lower drug costs, not radical socialist price controls that destroy jobs and the discovery of new treatments. Go to SaveCures.com and make sure Speaker Pelosi doesn't impose her extreme plan on your family. Tell Congress to vote no on H.R. 3 at SaveCures.com. Paid for by BIO, the Biotechnology Innovation Organization.
Hello, neighbor.
This Thanksgiving,
it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor.
Based on the true story of the friendship between Mr. Rogers and a cynical journalist.
You love broken people like me.
Sometimes we have to ask for help, and that's okay.
Starring Tom Hanks and Matthew Reese, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to resources.abeautifulday.movie.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and you've heard me talking about the movie No Safe Spaces, which is a great movie. And it is about the crisis of America, the crisis, free speech.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening.
I want your job to be taken from you.
A protest has turned violent at California, Berkeley.
This is why we're fighting for the soul of America.
Before the movie, we wrote the No Safe Spaces book. The book is a documentation and a fascinating one about what is happening to free speech in America and especially on campuses. We have a limited number of autographed copies of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. It's valuable reading. Once you pick it up, you won't put it down. Get your autographed copy of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Living in a moment where we have a part of one of our major political parties that is just not accepting the premise, is just not accepting facts that are facts, is just prioritized loyalty to a person.
It didn't sound like it, but that was Chuck Todd. And he says, we're the ones who are not living in a world of facts. I think the guy should take up stand-up comedy. Although he did look sad. He didn't look very happy when he said that. This is America First, and we have our regular guest, Warrior Princess for Freedom, on AM 590 and AM 870, The Answer. She's Jennifer Horn. I have two things that I'm going to try. Let's forget impeachment for a second, my friend. I'm going to connect two things. I'm going to try and connect them, and tell me if I'm crazy. For the seventh year in a row, more people have left California than moved to California. Could this have to do with somebody called Chesa Boudin? Who is Chesa Boudin?
Wow, this story is so incredible. San Francisco, and actually one of the headlines that kind of got some national attention is that the new public defender in California was going to now decriminalize public urination.
Right.
So we hear about San Francisco all the time. We hear about San Francisco and Los Angeles having a huge homeless problem, and now they're just taking away, basically, just decriminalizing.
Making it worse.
There's no retribution. There's nothing for police officers to do if people are just going to the bathroom on the street in a city that's already plagued with urine and feces everywhere. So who is this person? Well, I did a little digging around, and the story is that the new DA in San Francisco is this guy named Chesa Boudin. Now, the name may sound a little familiar to you, and that is because his parents were very famous terrorists. They went to prison when he was a child, and he actually ended up being raised by a name that might sound familiar. Bill Ayers sound familiar to you?
Weatherman Underground.
Exactly right. Weatherman Underground is the group that his parents belong to. And
we don't mean rock group, okay? We mean domestic terrorists.
That's exactly right. They were domestic terrorists, and they killed a member of law enforcement. His parents, they went to prison, and Bill Ayers and his wife took over the raising, basically, of Chesa Boudin, who has now become San Francisco's new DA. The reason he stuck out to so many people, not many knew where he came from, but when he was actually elected into office at his rally, the people were actually screaming obscenities about the Police Officers Association, using the F word, blank the police. This was all going on as he's being elected and celebrating his win after a 5-day ballot count, which normally we see here in California now with ballot harvesting being legal. He is not only connected to Bill Ayers, but his grandfather was Fidel Castro's lawyer.
Right.
He worked as Hugo Chavez's interpreter and wrote an article about how his style of socialism was the best. This is the new DA in San Francisco.
So let's just stop for a second, because I've seen, I don't live in California, but I've seen press reports about this decision that they're not going to criminalize public urination. I've seen stories about that. but not the fact that this man was raised by terrorists, raised mm-hmm. by members of
he
the
was
weather
a propagandist
he was a
for
propagandist.
Hugo Chavez.
So why is the public urination more of a story than who this person is and what his background is? Can you explain
because
that to me?
No one wants to dig in and talk about who this guy really is. And he's getting cover from the mainstream news media because of another name. This is like a who's who of Crazy Town.
Right.
So you've got Hugo Chavez, you have Fidel Castro, you have Weather Underground, Bill Ayers, all connected to the new 39-year-old, kind of handsome DA in San Francisco, who seems to be this new up-and-coming star, right? Somebody that they can kind of hitch a storyline to. Well, this person is being given cover because he was funded by George Soros.
George, well, how did I know that was the name that was going to be mentioned? Oh, hang on. Media Matters, are you watching? Hello. Well, just say it again in case you couldn't hear Jennifer. George Soros. This is just a conspiracy theory, like, right, Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There are no facts here
no,
at all.
No facts.
Except for everything that I've said is just absolutely
right.
True.
Dates, so, names, amounts of money. None of that, right?
So absolutely. And look, this is another example of how California is prioritizing people who are breaking the law, criminals and illegals, and who are not prioritizing good taxpaying citizens of San Francisco and of the whole state of California. It's an example of that. But the greater story for everyone across the country outside of California is what George Soros is doing. He's finding these candidates, people that have the looks of this Chesa Boudin, who have the background, the grooming of this guy filled with socialism, right? Filled with this mentality that is fundamentally against everything that we stand for in this country. And they're grooming him to run for these small offices, these local offices. And it's happening all across the country. It happened in Philadelphia. It's happening in California now, in San Francisco. George Soros is spending a lot of money on these races that most people wouldn't think twice
about. This is massively important because when we think of, you know, dirty money or dark money, we think about, we get about as low as governor. We think about senators, congressmen and women, campaigns maybe for governor, but we haven't kept our eye on the ball on this. If you can fund people at the lower levels, whether it's DA, whether it's a local sheriff, whether it's a school board, that is immensely, if one organization or one interest group is funding hundreds of these candidates, that's potentially massive power.
And this guy ran on prosecuting police officers, on prosecuting ICE agents, on putting them in jail, all while he ran on the idea of freeing criminals. Think about what this means to cities across the country. Okay, maybe some of you might think California is a lost cause. I don't think so. I stay here and try to fight every single
you
day.
Do.
But some people think California is a lost cause. But if George Soros he's doing this plan in cities in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia to be exact, and in other places around the country, what does that mean? If they can't win the presidency, if they can't get the people they want into Congress, they're coming for your local offices and they're going to change what your community makeup looks like.
Where a billionaire's money goes much further.
Absolutely. Where they don't have to spend as much, that money goes further and they can make a real lasting impact on our communities locally. Look, we spend a lot of attention. I do it too, on national politics. But I think you and I would both agree that what really matters to our day to day life is who we bring into local office. And if you have the new DA of San Francisco who ran on incarcerating the police, incarcerating ICE agents, letting criminals run free, decriminalizing public urination, and has a rally chant of blank the police at his celebration, at his election celebration party, this is going to be really problematic. And George Soros is behind this. It's scary. We've got to take notice of this, because if he can't get into the White House, if he can't get into Congress, this is how he changes America.
I have just one thing to say to all of this, Jennifer Horn.
You maniac!
Don't be Charlton Heston in a dystopian future. Save California. Listen to this woman every morning on The Morning Answer and The Jen and Don Show on AM 590 and AM 870. Our listeners love you, Jen. We've got to get you in the studio sometime.
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Comrex is great, but it's not the same. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I'm going to be with Eric Bowling tonight, 7 p.m., WJLA.com. But next, the great, the one, the only Howie Carr here on America First. The Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Are you tired of owing back taxes to the IRS or state and need relief? New guidelines in tax reform have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative programs, but this won't last long. The tax problem solvers have set up a direct line for a free qualification. Call 1-800-928-7418. Put this number in your cell phone. 1-800-928-7418. You'll be given the opportunity to speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax situation and explain how you can reduce and even eliminate the debt. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk of collection enforcement, such as wage garnishments, liens, and bank levies. If you're currently on a payment plan, have unfiled tax returns, or have been denied in the past, new guideline changes may make it possible to qualify now. Make sure to ask us about our free 6-step guide to reduce your taxes. Call 1-800-928-7418. Again, that's 1-800-928-7418.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The budget deficit gets worse, rising to $135 billion. Air travel to break all records this Thanksgiving. Those stories next.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, tax, the title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mvvans.com.
The federal government has begun the new budget year with a big deficit, almost 39% higher than a year ago. The Treasury Department reporting October's deficit totaled $134.5 billion. Out-of-control spending by the democratically controlled House promises to keep the deficit growing. President Trump will make a decision soon about whether to impose new tariffs on imported cars and auto parts. President Trump said in May that those imports pose a threat to national security, but he put off any decision for 6 months, and it's about now. On Wall Street today, stocks closed mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials up 91 points, the S&P up 2, a new record high, and the NASDAQ down 4. Air travel this Thanksgiving expected to rise by 4% over last year. It's a new all-time record high. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Astonishing, and it's just a direct violation of his oath of office. It's foundational. And that this is the ultimate, and this is, these are words that we used when we wrote that op-ed when the scandal first broke, Neil. It's the ultimate impeachable offense. You can't, if you were going to make up a set of facts that was as bad as you could get, this would be it.
The ultimate impeachable offense, not giving $140 billion to Iran when they're killing our servicemen in Iraq. No. Asking the president of the Ukraine to fight corruption with us. That is none other than George Conway, the man who is inexplicably married to Kellyanne Conway, senior counselor to the president. We are staying on the impeachment topic, and I am so excited because this is a man who I have admired from afar. Not George Conway, but our guest who is with us. It is a man who I think, and I hope he doesn't take this the wrong way, for me, he represents a bygone era of media personality. He is the quintessence of the happy warrior. He is polished, he is affable, and he is a man of wonderfully polished words. He is the undisputed talk radio king of New England, Howie Carr. Follow him on Twitter, Howie Carr Show, New York Times bestselling author of The Brothers Bulger and Hitman. Howie, welcome to America First.
Hey, Sebastian, this is quite a day. I've seen a lot of hearings, we all have, but this is, you know, they say history repeats itself first as tragedy, then as farce. The Russian hoax hearings were close enough to farce. This is like double farce. Well, farce on steroids.
In the break, you said it's just unbelievable what you're witnessing today. Tell us, we love your clips when you're on with Tucker Carlson on Fox. You are a highlight of the show whenever you're on. Give us your unvarnished opinion as a media expert, bar none. What is going on Capitol Hill today, Howie Carr?
Well, first of all, I turned it on, and this guy, George Kent, who's
yes.
the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, he comes out, and he's wearing not just a bow tie, but a bow tie with a matching pocket square.
Okay, I've already mentioned this on the show today. He's there. I tweeted it out. Massive rainbow-colored bow tie and a matching pocket square, which means, of course, he's in the deep state. I mean, he's a member of the elite, is he not, Howie?
I know. I used to call the people who wrote for the Boston Globe bow-tied bum kissers. I mean, this guy is the... I thought they were all extinct, though, you know?
No,
they're still out there. He came back from the wildlife preserve for bow-tied bum kissers.
How is that, Howie? Let me ask you, how is that going to go over? This is why I tweeted out that photograph as soon as I saw it. How is that going to go over, you know, outside of Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C., with real America?
I think it answers itself. I mean, people are going, this is, I've been watching these guys, both of them, all day long. And I thought to myself, you know, there's a reason why, you know, since I was a teenager probably, whenever I'd see a headline in a newspaper, long before the internet, and it said State Department this or that,
yes,
I would immediately turn the page.
Right.
And I thought to myself, this is why. These people are fops. You know, Bill Taylor. I mean, the problem with Bill Taylor is, why did Secretary Pompeo bring this guy in? I mean, I've lost a lot of respect for Pompeo today. I mean, I guess they were just going down the list of people they had to put in.
So,
but has anyone ever seen Bob Mueller and Bill Taylor in the same room?
That is the question. It's like Scooby-Doo. Who is under the mask? Howie Carr, so what does that mean to you? Give us the one-sentence translation. What is really happening? It's not an impeachment hearing. What's happening on Capitol Hill today in Howie Carr language?
I think they're throwing everything up against the wall and seeing if anything sticks. And it's pretty clear that nothing is sticking here today. This is really weak. I mean, another moment, I haven't watched the whole thing. I've been, you know, in transit here and there. But when Schiff told Taylor that, you know, you don't need to answer the questions if the facts aren't in evidence. And I thought to myself, if the facts aren't in evidence, there's been no facts in evidence here for 3 hours. And now and that's when Ratcliffe, the former
yes.
U.S. prosecutor from Texas, you know, he said, wait a second here. If you can object to anything that when the facts aren't in evidence, I should have been objecting from the moment this hearing began.
That's why the original resolution that was passed by Nancy Pelosi 2 weeks ago, 7 pages long, doesn't even list a charge or a crime against the president. It is theater. It is inquisition. It is a show trial. We're talking to Howie Carr, host of the Howie Carr Show. Follow him on Twitter at Howie Carr, C-A-R-R Show, and also HowieCarr.com. We will be back with Howie in a moment to discuss the theater of the absurd that is the impeachment. But first, balanceofnature.com. Everybody wants to live a little bit healthily, don't you? You had that chocolate bar in the morning. Admit it, I saw you. How do you balance your little naughty habits? Do what I do. Take balanceofnature.com. Health in your hand. These little capsules, when you take them, I take them before the show every single day. You are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily, but you can. If you join me in taking Balance of Nature, and you will get 35% off and free shipping off on your first order if you go today and use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com. Or call this number, write it down, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. But in either case, you've got to use my name, G-O-R-K-A, for that massive discount. Balanceofnature.com, special code Gorka. We are America First. This is the Salem Radio Network. Back with Howie Carr in a moment.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I am hosting the Great American Wealth Project. It's a free online presentation that will show you exactly what it takes to get wealthy in the bustling Trump economy. It's booming beyond belief, with record low unemployment, record high jobs numbers, record high stock markets, and nearly 12,000 Americans becoming new millionaires every week. But I recognize that not everyone's getting ahead, and I want to change that. Joining me is an award-winning financial strategist whose work I've been following for 15 years. During our event, he'll detail his new number one stock in America, which could be the next stock to create a new set of millionaires in this country. So please be sure to join us for the Great American Wealth Project. And I should mention, you'll also discover how to get my brand new book, The United States of Trump, absolutely free. Just go to O'ReillyWealthProject.com to get started. Again, that's O'ReillyWealthProject.com.
Presented by the Oxford Club.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. BollAndBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and you've heard me talking about the movie No Safe Spaces, which is a great movie, and it is about the crisis of America, the crisis, free speech.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening.
I want your job to be taken from you.
A protest has turned violent at California, Berkeley.
This is why we're fighting for the soul of America.
Before the movie, we wrote the No Safe Spaces book. The book is a documentation and a fascinating one about what is happening to free speech in America and especially on campuses. We have a limited number of autographed copies of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. It's valuable reading. Once you pick it up, you won't put it down. Get your autographed copy of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
He's Howie Carr. You know him, you love him. His segments on the Tucker Carlson Show are some of the best. But also, did you know that this man, he makes mobsters afraid? That's how powerful this man is. They've come for him. Whitey Bulger, Whitey Bulger's successor. Howie Carr, is there, this just came to me. Is there anything mobsterish about the way that Capitol Hill and the left have been behaving for the last 3 years since the election?
I guess in this, in sort of the deep state mobster way, but you know, these guys don't strike me as real tough guys. They think they're tough guys.
Yes.
You know, Peter Strzok is he was a Boston FBI agent like so many of those corrupt guys, not as long term as the rest of them, but
right.
He's a fake tough guy. They're all tough guys. They're, you know, it's like Joe DiGenova says, they're all sort of these slight characters.
The effete, bow tie wearing, blazer wearing.
Fop, I think is the word.
Fop. Yes.
And they sent up two more fops from Central Casting today.
Let me ask you about Kent and Taylor. At one point, Kent, stunningly, the guy who's not in the bow tie said, or is that Taylor? Taylor says, well, I can tell you that the whole of the Ukraine took umbrage at that issue. Huh, really? So you're an ambassador in the State Department, and you are now speaking for the population of Ukraine. Next question he gets from the Republicans is, and what did the president think about this policy issue? And then Taylor goes, I don't know. So he doesn't know what his boss, the president, is actually thinking, but he knows what the whole of the Ukraine is thinking. Does that smack of a little arrogance there, Howie Carr?
He's very concerned about Rudy Giuliani. So Castor, the Republican counsel, says, well, have you ever met Giuliani? He says, I think I bumped into him once in 2007. And here's another. I just keep writing these things down. The phone call was odd in that it did not include normal staff. I made a note of that. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Who's normal staff?
It was a little irregular.
Is that the swamp?
Right. And they wanted to put these calls in a secure place. I wonder why. You know, when you got all these, as President Trump calls them, spies.
Yeah, leakers.
Around. And another thing that I thought was funny was the Republican counsel asked Kent, Mr. Bowtie, about the corruption in the Ukraine and how endemic it was. And Kent said, well, there was a lot. It's gotten better in the last 2 months. And I thought to myself, when was the phone call?
Yeah, when was
it? It was
that?
About 2 months ago, wasn't
right,
it?
Right, exactly. When they have a new government there that came in on a platform of what? Oh, drain the swamp. Isn't that intriguing that the Ukrainian prime minister wants to get rid of the swamp creatures in his country?
And
the president.
Kent also said that he was asked about Burisma's reputation. He says, its business reputation is mixed.
Yeah.
Mixed.
Right. Before or after Hunter Biden joined the board. Let me ask you the big picture question. We are 355 days out from the 2020 election. You have been watching domestic politics for decades. You have an incisive scalpel-like wit when it comes to analyzing what's going on. Is this circus good for the president, bad for the president? How much of the mud that they're slinging can stick? And is it going to matter when people go to the polls next year?
I don't think it's going to have an effect. I mean, it's galvanizing his support. I mean, I get on my own show calls from people. They're angrier and angrier by the day. And you know, most people aren't lawyers. They don't spend a lot of time in courtrooms. But they watch some courtroom dramas on TV, and they know what hearsay evidence is.
Right.
We all know what hearsay evidence is, and we all know what the Bill of Rights is, you know, that you have to have due process, probable cause, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, the Sixth Amendment, the right to confront your accusers. There's none of that here.
Yeah.
It's just total nonsense. And I was so happy that Devin Nunes, without naming any names, brought up Skiff's sordid, squalid past the last two or three years, trying to dig up the quote-unquote compromat.
Yes.
On President Trump with the nude pictures.
The two Russian comedians that he thought were members of the Ukrainian parliament.
Right. Right. And making up the statement out of whole cloth, which the whistleblower obviously hadn't heard the conversation because he said that there were all these threats in the transcript. This whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, it's really hard to take it seriously. I mean, it's hard to know how to go on when you're writing a column or doing a talk show or on TV. You know, you have to take it seriously because it's an impeachment inquiry, whatever that means. But it's so baseless. There's no there, as Peter Strzok said of the Russian hoax.
But there was
it's like Hollywood movie, Sebastian.
Yeah.
If you have a Hollywood movie and it's a giant flop, you don't get financial backing to make a sequel. But that's what Adam Schiff has got here.
This is
he has
sequel.
The Russian hoax flop.
No, hang on, Howie. We had the Access Hollywood tape, right? Then we had Stormy Daniels, another flop. Then we had the Russia hoax flop, and now this is the fourth flop in a row.
Well, if you want to go that, I mean, you got Faithless Elector, Emolument, the Jill Stein recount.
So this is like the seventh flop in a row?
Amendment. Yeah, this is, is, there's never been a Hollywood, no studio would last if they were backing these kinds of sequels.
In the last minute we have with you, and it's Howie Carr of the Howie Carr Show, is the media just going to get worse before it gets better? Are we going to have to just put up with this lunacy for the next year?
I think we are. Wow. I'm going to be very interested, though, to see what kind of shine they can put on this sneaker. You know, this is there's an old saying, you can't make a chicken salad out of chicken, you know what. I mean, it's going to, I don't know how they're going to do it tonight.
Well, they are definitely polishing something, and it ain't a diamond. We have been talking to Howie Carr. He is the host of the Howie Carr Show. Go to howiecarshow.com. I hope to get you in studio sometime, Howie. Big fan. Will you do that for me when you're in the swamp?
Absolutely, Sebastian.
All right.
Look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Let's make that happen. Follow him on Twitter at Howie Carr Show and check out his books on the Bulger Dynasty. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network on this, I guess it is historic in a kind of pathetic way. This pathetically historic day, we are on the Salem Radio Network broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief for your everyday aches and pains that is natural, that has no negative side effects, and that actually works. Think about the fact right now that tens of thousands of Americans, me included, are getting daily relief from our aches and pains. In my case, a lower back pain issue that plagued me for almost a decade, for 9 years, and I am now pain-free. You could be part of that family. How do you find out if Relief Factor could work for you? It is this simple. You go to ReliefFactor.com. You order the 3-week quick. Check out the testimonials. There are video testimonials on that website of people like you who are now pain-free. Then you order your 3-week quick starter pack. It's at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee you, if you take it every morning and every night for 3 weeks, you will know whether or not it works for you. That is $19.95 for 3 weeks, less than a dollar a day. Don't you deserve to find out? Is $20 worth it for you to find out if you can be liberated from daily aches and pains? You know it is. And you deserve it. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. ReliefFactor.com. What Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind this incredible product, have done is commit themselves to relieving the pain of their fellow Americans. You should be part of that story. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't touch that dial. Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Just another breed, the original breed, the OG. Is that, can you say that when he's writing about guys like Whitey Bulger? I guess you can. Howie Carr, one of the OG guys of talk radio. What a pro. Can't wait to have him back. First time, and it was as good as I expected. We're posting all of our segments today on our website, sebgorka.com. But one last thing I have to say with regards to this impeachment. We have this individual, Mr. Taylor. He didn't even make it to... Well, no, is it Kent? No, it's Ambassador Taylor. Kind of summed up in a couple of seconds everything that this impeachment is about. This is what they're building their case against the president on. Ambassador Taylor on today's impeachment.
These two investigations that would benefit Donald Trump's reelection. Is that what you understood the facts to be?
Mr. Goldman, what I can do... here for you today is tell you what I heard from people.
What I can do, these are the star witnesses, okay? What I can tell you here today is what I heard from some people. It's like Ilhan Omar, isn't it? Some people did something. This is your star witness. They're so desperate. We have to cover it because it is the fourth impeachment in our republic's history, but we're not going to obsess about it. We're going to show them up for the liars they are. We're going to shine a light through the massive, massive holes in their arguments. And just the question remains, what crime did the president commit? Wanting to fight corruption in accord with a treaty that Bill Clinton signed with the Ukraine 20 years ago? Well, let's prosecute him as well. At the end of the day, it's like a boomerang. It's going to rebound against them. I'm so glad that the GOP had a spine today and asked repeated questions about Hunter Biden. Because if there's extortion, if there's bribery, if there's intimidation, if there's racketeering, it is what Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, did when he was in the White House. And as his son was getting massively lucrative deals, not only from Ukrainian energy companies, but from the Communist National Bank of China. There's something that needs investigating. But at the end of the day, it's okay. We will push back on the lies, the prevaricators, and the propagandists. That's why America First exists. I'm Sebastian Gorka, author of the new book, The War for America's Soul, which lists all the crimes of the administration that came before Donald Trump, how they spied on us in the campaign, how they spied on the White House after the inauguration, what it's going to take to defeat them, and an exclusive interview with my old boss, President Donald Trump. The War for America's Soul. Get your signed copy right now at sebgorka.com. S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Wherever you are, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, never give up, never give in, and as always, my friends, stay frosty.
This is not fake news. This is not CNN.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.